Everybody, and here again, Monday evening. I'll probably post this on Tuesday, actually, but I'm sitting in a different car park tonight. Makes a change, doesn't it? Today, what I was going to talk about, I was lent the Beatles anthologies recently by a friend of mine, and I remember watching them on the TV some time ago. But watching them now, and I've watched the first couple of DVDs, which is like the first four episodes, which takes you up to about the mid-60s, I suppose, around about that sort of time, maybe 66, around that sort of time, just after the Hard Day's Night album had been released, while the band was still touring. And I think that's one of the things I mentioned, because there's several things that come out of it. Yes, it all seems so very long ago. Yes, they seem so young and naive, even in the interviews that were done sort of 10 years ago or more with George Harrison, who was still alive, thankfully, then, and who's been dead for very nearly 10 years now. Doesn't that take you back? And obviously, Paul McCartney, obviously, they were recorded after John Lennon's death, but using old interviews, and it's very, very well put together. If you've never seen the anthology series and you are a fan of the Beatles or even interested in culture and popular music from that time, it's a really good series to watch. It was very, very well done. And they can spend time on concert footage and things like that, like pretty much the whole of the Ed Sullivan shows, etc., etc. But a couple of things. One thing that stood out in my mind was a couple of the things that they did on TV shows. One with Morecambe and Wise years ago, and also a bit of John Lennon I saw on one today on the sort of the Peter Cook and Dudley Moore show. And would you get bands doing the type of thing they were doing, like comedy sketches, etc., playing themselves up, but actually coming out of it very well, and a lot of cheeky chappies, I suppose. And people to do that now, you'd think it was contrived. It wasn't contrived then. It was just because they wanted to have a bit of fun. These were people that they liked as comedians and respected as comedians or whatever. And it wasn't done in quite the self-promoting way that things are done now. Another thing, the first tour that they did in America after the I Wanna Hold Your Hand single went to number one. They went over to America. I think it was like a 10-day tour. And there was a great bit of footage when they were playing in Washington. And I think someone said it was effectively like a boxing ring. So they had this like square stage in the middle of the auditorium with the sort of public, the crowd, all around them. And the band literally had to change the microphone positions and change the position of the revolving drum riser after a certain amount of songs so that everybody got a view of the band throughout the concert. And no one else was really helping. This had a couple of guys in suits sort of looking on and maybe giving a little bit of a hand. But can you imagine that happening now? The biggest band in the world, and they were the biggest band even in America at that time. They were absolutely enormous. Well, it's another aspect I'll come to in a minute. But can you imagine them having to do all of that sort of stuff on their own now? Things were in their infancy, and that's the other point. There was no... The PA systems, they were saying, they were interviewing them in the series, obviously, and saying that at points they just couldn't hear themselves playing, even at that sort of fairly early time. The screaming was so loud from the crowd that Ringo was saying that he had to play just like a basic beat. He couldn't do anything out of the ordinary, sort of drum fills or anything like that, because he just had to nail the beat down so that the rest of the band, when they heard something, they would just hear that beat so they know where they were in the song. It's not like nowadays where you've got sort of monitors and what they call foldbacks and the band can hear exactly what's going through the PA. This was such a primitive time. Very, very small sort of PA systems, and sometimes using the PA systems that were like public address systems rather than proper PA systems. So there's that side of it. But the other aspect that really takes you back is you seeing the reaction that the band got. Firstly, obviously, in Britain and then Europe, in America and in Australia. These were an absolute worldwide phenomenon. I always knew the Beatles were a big band. I knew that they were huge across the world. But I really don't think you will ever see scenes like you got with that particular band, literally bringing whole cities to a standstill, whether it be Adelaide, I think was one point they showed you. And there was just a sea of people through the main thoroughfare outside their hotel in Adelaide. When they first arrived in America, the streets were literally crowded with people wherever they went. I don't think anybody has ever done that since. I don't think even Elvis had that sort of reaction. It was the start of the TV age, the media age, I suppose, so that those things were far more out there, like the Ed Sullivan Show supposedly was the biggest TV audience ever seen in America, and I think it's probably still the same now, way back in those times. It had such a big impact. It unified so many people, and it got so many people out onto the streets, and I really do not think you are ever going to see that again. And watching those scenes, actually it's quite frightening, makes you wonder what those boys, because that's really all they were, young men, were going through and what they were thinking at that time. I'm thinking, wow, what on earth is going on here? Okay, it was new to them. It was new to everybody, I suppose, that sort of level of hysteria, Beatlemania, as they called it. But it's really an eye-opener. It's one of those things that's really sort of stood out for me, as has had those other things. But that is the one thing. I really don't think we're ever going to see anything like that again. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But will there ever be a band quite like that, that has quite that sort of impact and puts that stamp on the world of popular culture, music, media, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there and let you ponder those thoughts. It's been your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.